أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. ولقد آتيناك سبعا من المثاني والقرآن العظيم. In the previous ayat, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala spoke of Ashab al-Aika, the people of al-Aika. We spoke of the location of al-Aika and the particular type of land that it refers to. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala spoke of Ashab al-Hijr, the people who lived in the region of al-Hijr. And al-Hijr is an area located between al-Hijaz, the Arab Peninsula, and Syria. It was occupied by the people of Salih, Qawm Thamud, the nation of Thamud. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala addresses Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in ayah number 87 of Surah Al-Hijr, وَلَقَدْ آتَيْنَاكَ سَبْعًا مِنَ الْمَثَانِي. O Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, we have certainly given you the seven repeatedly recited verses. سَبْعًا مِنَ الْمَثَانِي, referring to Surah Al-Fatiha. Allah has referred to Surah Al-Fatiha as Al-Mathani. Al-Mathani refers to something that is oft recited, repeatedly recited. Over and over it is recited. The most often recited surah and chapter of the Quran is Surah Al-Fatiha. Surah Al-Fatiha was the first entire chapter revealed to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. A chapter in its entirety was Surah Al-Fatiha. Yes, the first few verses that were revealed to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam were the first five verses of Surah Al-Alaq. But the entire chapter was not revealed. Only the first few ayat. اقرأ بسم ربك الذي خلق خلق الإنسان من علق اقرأ وربك الأكرم الذي علم بالقلم علم الإنسان ما لم يعلم. Up to there. Those five ayat. But an entire chapter, the first entire full chapter revealed to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was Surah Al-Fatiha. Allah has referred to it as Sab'an. Sab'an means seven, because there are seven ayat. Sab'an min al-athani, mathani. The seven often repeated and often recited verses. We have revealed them to you. Wal-Qur'an al-Azim. And the glorious Qur'an. Now, you might ask, are the seven often recited verses and ayat, Surah Al-Fatiha, are those ayat not part of the Qur'an? Why does Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mention them separately? Allah says, and the glorious Qur'an, as if Surah Al-Fatiha is not part of the glorious Qur'an. This is in Arabic rhetoric, in Balaghan, it is referred to Atful Aam Alal Khas. The reason for this, why does Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala single out a component that is actually part of the whole? Why did Allah single out a component and then mention the whole together with the component that forms part of the whole? This is in order to highlight the importance of that one component within the whole. We find when Allah speaks of Laylatul Qadr, Allah says, تَنَزَّلُ الْمَلَائِكَ on Laylatul Qadr. Allah says, all the angels come down. وَالرُّوحِ and Jibreel. Now when Allah says all the angels come down, Jibreel is included amongst the angels. But then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala makes special, independent mention of him. Why? Because the coming down of Jibreel is something great. The greatest angel. When he comes down, it is something great. So the same rule is applied over here. Allah has mentioned Surah Al-Fatiha independently and then mentioned Al-Quran Al-Azim. Not because they are two separate entities, to highlight the importance of Surah Al-Fatiha. What a great and powerful chapter it is. Allah then tells the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and by extension the ummah, لَا تَمُدَّنَّ عَيْنَيْكَ إِلَى مَا مَتَّعْنَا بِهِ أَزْوَاجًا مِنْهُمْ. Do not ever stretch your eyes. Do not ever stretch your eyes ambitiously towards the comforts that we have given to certain groups and types from amongst the disbelievers. Don't ever look at what they have ambitiously and aspire to have what they have. Don't, Allah says, لَا تَمُدَّنَّ عَيْنَيْكَ, don't stretch your eyes. تَمُدَّنَّ, stretching of the eyes, stretching of the eyes with eagerness and with ambition that he's living that life, the disbelievers. And look at the comfort that he has and look at the places he goes to and look at the clothes that he wears and look at whatever it may be, don't ever look at what they are given as comfort and as luxury in this world with eagerness and with the desire to have that. Don't ever let them be your standard. You may have it, but not. Don't desire to have what they have. Don't make them your standard in the worldly luxuries and feel depressed that they are given it and you are deprived of it. Because this is their place of enjoyment. This is where they are given the luxuries and abundant pleasures and comforts in this world, while believers, by and large, will be deprived of it. Because it is reserved for them in the Akhirah. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, do not ever do that. وَلَا تَحْزَنْ عَلَيْهِمْ. And do not grieve over them. Do not feel sorrowful towards them. And do not be overcome with sadness because of what might happen to them. وَخْفِضْ جَنَاحَكَ لِلْمُؤْمِنِينَ. The third advice. So that was the first advice. Don't desire to have what they have. Don't ever grieve over them and feel sad for them. And the third, وَخْفِضْ جَنَاحَكَ لِلْمُؤْمِنِينَ. Lower your wings out of humility for the believers. This is an expression. Janah. Janah actually means wings. A bird. It has a wing. They refer to it as Janah. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tells the Prophet subhanahu wa ta'ala, lower your wings, meaning lower yourself in humility for the believers. When it comes to the mu'mineen, treat every believer with humility and with humbleness. وَقُلْ And say, O Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, إِنِّي أَنَا النَّذِيرُ الْمُبِينُ. Indeed, I am the manifest and clear warner. Make your position known in the society, what your mission is. Your mission, people must be fully aware of what you have come for and why Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has sent you. So proclaim it and make it known to everyone that indeed I am a manifest warner sent by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. كَمَا أَنزَلْنَا عَلَى الْمُقْتَسِمِينَ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, and just as we have revealed the Quran على المقتسمين upon the dividers. المقتسمين, the dividers. Allah explains why He has referred to them as the dividers. The dividers referring to the Christians, the Jews, the Mushrikeen. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, the Quran was revealed to them as well. Over and upon the dividers, but الذين جعلوا القرآن عظيم. But what did they do with the Quran? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says they took the Qur'an and they made the Qur'an عِضِين. عِضِين means into bits and pieces. What does it mean? That when the Qur'an was revealed to them, they made the Qur'an into bits and pieces. They used their discretion as to what they are going to accept and what they are going to reject. So that is how they have split the Qur'an and made the Qur'an into bits and pieces. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says that is why they are called the dividers. Because they chose to divide the Qur'an into acceptable and non-acceptable. فَوَرَبِّكْ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, by your Rabb, Allah takes a qasam on His very existence and His that, His being. Allah says, by your Rabb, لَنَسْأَلَنَّهُمْ أَجْمَعِينَ. We will certainly question every one of them. Every one of them. The disbelievers, the mushrikeen, the Jews and the Christians who existed in the time of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and after that. Allah says, every one of them, we are certainly going to question them, عَمَّا كَانُوا يَعْمَلُونَ, about all that which they used to do in this world. May Allah grant us the understanding.